Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you all over the world. I am ministering this audio from the office at my house in Plano, Texas. I've lived in this house since December 2004. And I withstood great tribulation and persecution. Many of my friends forsook me because they didn't have the heart to follow God. Amen. 2004 is several years back, folks. But this servant and apostle of Jesus Christ has not changed, because his Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Plano, Texas, a very interesting city of the United States of America. One where God decided to preach his gospel through his servant unto the world. Amen. We, my friends, have entered in some of the last days of human history. Did you hear that? Some of the last days of human history. You need to think about it. You need to think about it, because the time is closing. The curtain is being pulled. Human beings really in the earth. Oh, how great is my God. And oh, what a Savior his Son is. It's a great time to be speaking to the human race, because the curtain is closing upon the stage of the human race. The last act of this play is about to occur. Amen. I appreciate God. I thank Jehovah. I thank the Lord Jesus that they made me for this hour, for this time, to warn the human race throughout the world of what is to come. I would like KD, Kathy D, my wife, sitting at my left side in our house, in my office, in Plano, Texas, read to you the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. Kathy D?
Verse 1. And there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city that shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, and it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord.
Thank God.
And of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and thou should give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, should destroy them from destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquake and great hail.
Thank you, Kathy. You know, I'm a man that has attended and viewed some of the great musical stage plays of America. I've watched some of the greats, Anne Blythe. Amen. Howard Johnson. Amen. Some of the great ones. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. let God. Amen. 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 Yeah. Amen. Amen. I've heard, I've seen and heard some great performers on stage. Some of the great ones. Amen. Again, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. I've been in the presence when they perform. Amen. 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 Thank God. Amen. 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 I was in the presence of a band that performed and sung Old Man River. Just keeps rolling along. Old Man River. Just keeps rolling along. My heart was touched. My heart was greatly touched with that man singing. Oh, Man River just keeps rolling along. Amen. One of the great exercises I've ever heard in the presence of a man. Thank God. Great blessing. The Old Man River is still rolling along. Amen. Amen. Again, amen. I am unable to teach this 11th chapter of the book of Revelation at the moment because the Old Man River is in Mississippi. Amen. My country. The country that God gave me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My ancestors settled this country. Amen. What a great country. But the shadow of great destruction is present upon the United States of America. Because they rejected Jesus and his gospel. Oh God, have mercy on us. Amen. Hallelujah. have mercy on those of us that are still present in America that look unto our God. Our God reigns. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a great country that God gave to his people in the 1600s. And they rejected God. They rejected his gospel. Oh, in the 1900s, 2000s, they scoffed, they laughed at God. Oh, God, have mercy on my country that you gave my ancestors, and you gave it to them that I might preach your gospel. What a great blessing. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Father, have mercy on your church, on the body of Christ, that they may stand up and glorify you in this earth, and that God might be glorified and not the flesh. Father, what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to have lived on this earth in the United States of America for all that 27 months of my life. And that was on the way to and living in Japan at the return. Oh, thank you, Father, for allowing me to live in this great country, knowing that what is written in Revelation 11 will take place in Jerusalem, much of it, but many Americans, United States of America people will see the two anointed ones. They will see it via live stream and Roku. Oh God, how great thou art. How great thou art. And what a great blessing that you have given unto this man of 81 years to live in and see what has taken place in the greatest country that you ever established in the earth. Amen. The greatest you've ever established. Oh, yeah, greater than Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, greater than the Roman Empire, greater than any kingdom. And you have not forgiven and given up, or forgotten, pardon me, and given up on the inhabitants of this land whose ancestors settled this country. Thank you, Father. What a great blessing. I would love to tell you the man that did Old Man River And obviously, God will not permit me to say this man's name. But he was a black man. He was a black man. And he loved America. He loved the Mississippi. He loved the land of my fathers. Amen. I do not believe for a moment that he ever thought what is happening to America today would come to pass. No, this black man had one of the greatest voices I ever heard, and he didn't need a teleprompter. Oh, man river, just keep rolling along. You know, somebody will put up his name for me that I enjoy. That black man's voice and his song. Amen. Never would I have thought that a black man would come to America and want to destroy it. But in my heart, I'll be back and we'll be teaching from the 11th chapter of Revelation when it's right that Kathy D read it to you tonight from our home in Plano, Texas. A servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, God bless you. I'll see you perhaps later tonight. Good day.